USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, is meeting with Republican senators on Tuesday. Vice President Mike Pence has a message for Senate Democrats.
We merge our Democrat colleagues in the Senate. Take the opportunity to meet with Judge Barrett. And as the hearing goes forward, to provide the kind of respectful hearing that the American people expect.
Final debate preparations taking place for President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. In a developing story, Joe Biden's campaign did agree to an inspection for electronic earpieces at tonight's debate several days ago by a third party, but now they're backing out of that agreement. The Biden campaign asking for debate breaks every 30 minutes, the Trump campaign saying no. You're listening to USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event, where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/WorldSightsDay. That's onesight.org/WorldSightsDay.
A scary situation for law enforcement agencies across the country on Monday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Two services back online after outages last night, 911 and Microsoft 365 services, were both experiencing trouble across the country. 911 services down in several states, including Arizona, Delaware, Minnesota, Pennsylvania. At around the same time, folks were having trouble accessing Outlook services like email, Teams, Office.com, Dynamics 365, among others. It's not yet clear if the two outages were connected.
Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California was spotted without a mask at Dulles International Airport in Virginia on Friday, despite having called in June for the FAA to adopt mandatory mask mandates at airports, on airplanes, and on public transportation due to coronavirus. Feinstein was heading back to the Bay Area on a private plane. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom issued an executive order last week mandating only new electric car sales in California by 2035. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler sent a letter to the governor saying the new mandate may be illegal. Michael Schellenberger is the founder of Environmental Progress and co-founder of Breakthrough Institute. He believes Newsom is off base with this mandate.
I mean, this is nuts. We've never created new technologies by banning existing ones. We didn't get jet planes by banning propeller airplanes. We didn't get gasoline-powered automobiles by banning horses and carriages. We're not going to get electric cars cheaper and more reliable, able to go longer distances by banning gasoline-powered cars. We've had electric cars on the market for 25 years. Last year, 2% of all new cars sold were electric cars. They're just really expensive. They have all the problems everybody's aware of, low range.
As more and more people are requesting absentee ballots, there's been numerous mistakes on absentee ballots in New York City. Some, like Sue, are complaining that ballots have the wrong names and incorrect return labels on them.
This mistake could invalidate the ballot. What about the people who've already sent in their ballots who didn't notice to look for this?
That audio courtesy of NBC News. The city's Board of Elections says the error was made by a vendor that was under contract to mail the ballots to parts of Queens and Brooklyn. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.